Lack of motivation can usually come from lack of discipline around the things that you want to be doing. And this comes from lack of structure. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Evans, welcome back to Questionably Awesome, the show where we answer people's questions and make it awesome with my co-host, Evans.
Hillary Evans.
Hillary Evans.
Craddock Sager.
I just feel like we need to tell people in case they haven't said that in a while, or we haven't said in a while. You know, those posts that are like, hi, there's a lot of new people here. There's a lot of new faces. So yes. Here's the 27 things I want to tell you about my life in case you missed them from my last post. I'm not making fun of it. I think it's hilarious because I actually want to make one of those posts. Whenever I see him, I'm like,
you should.
I'm like, damn it, I need to make one of these. Like, people don't know so many things about me. And I think they're really concerned.
I'm kidding. I think there's a lot of layers to you.
Oh, there's layers right now. Let me tell you. January and COVID gave me a couple pounds. So
same here.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Keeps you warmer.
You know what? There's more of me to love myself.
Yeah.
So there you go. Exactly.
And there ebbs and flows.
It sure does. It's ebbing right now. We need it to be flowing. So with that said, welcome back to your show. I think that what we were trying to say is that I know you as Evans and have always known you as Evans, but your real name from birth is in fact Hillary.
It's true. My legal first name is Hillary. Evans is my middle name. So,
but it's weird. Your name is Evans. You've been called that since birth.
Yeah. And a hot tip, if you get married, it's a little confusing when you go to change your name because not really easy to drop your first legal name. So I have like 6 names right now.
Oh, that's fun. That's so great. Who first started calling you Evans?
My mom did. Apparently they had a huge argument in the hospital and they were like, bah.
Oh, so she wanted your name to be Evans.
Yes. It was a big, big deal.
Well, she won.
She won, but my dad also snuck Hillary in there.
That is so funny. As the first name.
Yeah.
Didn't he know the woman was going to win that argument?
I don't know what my dad was thinking. Dad, if you're listening, that was a mistake.
Yeah, because you are a clear Evans. Like, I don't know if I could call you Hill. Well, I think I could. I think I'd call you Hilly or Hill.
Hilly Hill. How are you doing?
You don't want to stay on that really mind-blowing conversation. I'm great. We were just talking that this is going to be a real crazy show because, number one, I woke up about 7 minutes ago, literally, and I was like, oh, shit. We don't sleep that late. Like, I never sleep until almost 8 o'clock. So I don't know what was going on. I do know what was going on. I had some allergies last night and I took one little baby Benadryl and I feel like the grog monster. So that's what happened. Knock you out. And then you got drunk last night. So
I had virtual book club and you know what? I did have a lot of wine and I'm not proud of it.
How fun. I didn't know it was virtual book club. That's the reason to drink a lot of wine. Did you buy one of those? Cause you're kind of in the South. You're really not. Indiana is kind of considered more Midwest, right? But you're from the South. Yes. So I'm wondering if you bought that they still have those, maybe like Ernest and Gallo jugs of wine.
Oh, I should have gotten one of those. And then I probably would have been dead today though.
Oh my God. I have bought a jug of that wine before in my very early 20s. Chris wasn't even in the picture. So actually I feel like it was earlier. So that means someone else bought that jug of wine for us because I couldn't buy it.
But it was, what was this wine that I thought was so good? It's a red, but it's like a sweet red.
Oh man. I know nothing about wine. People are probably yelling right now. I don't know. Like a sure.
I'll look it up. You keep talking. Say something brilliant.
Is it kind of like Franzia? Like box wine?
Kind of.
Yeah. Why did we drink?
Tell me about your night.
That's a good idea.
Tell me about the night.
It was really fun. I encourage everyone to do a Zoom because I'm sure everyone really wants to get on another Zoom right now. But we read the book, The Silent Patient, and it's a mystery.
Oh. You've always liked fiction, right?
Yeah, I love fiction.
Okay.
And it was good. It wasn't my favorite book, but a lot of people liked it.
So I didn't know you were a part of a book club.
Yes. It's new.
Oh, that's so cool. Since the new year?
Yeah, because one of my best friends lives in Cincinnati. So she was like, you can join our book club and just commute when we meet in person.
That is so cool. Lambrusco.
So very exciting.
Lambrusco, I believe. I think that's what it's called. Yes, it is. A Lambrusco, which is good, but it's like light, fizzy, kind of Swedish wine. So it's not Swedish. Ooh. It's sweet-ish. So I'm not as cool to drink a Swedish wine. I don't think I've had Swedish fish.
But I was just going to say, that's the only Swedish thing I've had, fish.
Yeah, same. I was trying to think of anything else. I am so sorry to Sweden. I will try more of your products.
IKEA.
Yes, we should get shirts that say support Sweden products.
Yes, so. Yes.
All right. So with that said, we won't wear those shirts because we will support. We probably feel called to support some other things first before that. But no offense to you, and we will keep eating your fish. So do you have a quote?
Yeah,
like I said, Benadryl and wine combined.
Not a good thing. Not a good thing. My quote is by Seth Godin.
Oh, love.
And he says, I'm listening to his book called The Practice. It's really good.
I didn't know he wrote that book. That's awesome.
It's really good. And he said, writers write, runners run, establish your identity by doing your work.
Oh, I love that. I actually thought you were going to rhyme to that. I thought it was going to be writers write, runners run, establish your identity by having some fun.
Ooh, that would have been better.
That is so good. How does that apply to your life right now?
Because he talks a lot about you can say you're, basically the action is what makes it happen, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's so interesting because when I was writing my book, I wouldn't call myself an author. And I was like, when do you feel like an author? And I was talking to somebody else who had written a book. And I was like, I just feel like such a fraud. I'm writing this book and I, you know, it's not out yet. And I feel like, I don't know, somebody was like, either I was putting a bio out or something and they're like, okay, so you're an author. You're writing. You write every day. I'm like, yeah, but the book isn't out yet. They're like, but because you write, you're an author. And I was like, That's so interesting. Everybody technically is an author. You really are. If you're writing a book or you're writing in general, you're a writer or you're an author. It's very interesting. So anyhow,
it's the
seems
mental
profound
stuff
to me. If you're listening, you're probably like, oh my God. So
the two people that are left.
That's us. You know that, right?
Yeah. What's your quote?
Thanks. Thanks for navigating this ship through the icy icebergs of, I don't know. Here we go. It's another Albert Schweitzer quote because when I typed quote into my search panel on my phone, Albert Schweitzer came up because he was my last quote. So I took the lazy river down this route. Have you ever seen the Cartnarks page on Instagram?
The what page?
Cartnarks. It's a guy who goes around to parking lots all day and he's like, skittle boop boop boop, Cartnarks.
Yes, I love
carts. I love that. If you don't follow them, it's really hilarious. I don't know why that came up. Anyhow, moving on.
I love it.
I was going to tell you something with that related and it did not come up. Okay.
Okay.
So with that said, here is Albert Schweitzer. A quote from him says, I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I know, the only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve. I love it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I thought, you know what? I have been a server before, so I am happy. I have worked at TGI Fridays. I have worked at a place called the Muskie Lounge where I served food out of buckets. I'm kidding. Serving for sure. Adding value in your own way. And Evans, you add value. You are becoming a writer. You are a writer. You have a great blog, which I read last week, which was so great, called Everyday Evans. How's that going?
Thank you. It's going great. That's it. It's going great. It makes total sense. Everything's working.
Yeah, that seems layered, but we can leave it at that. Do you have a question?
Ooh, oh, I have a lot of questions. A review. Wow. Okay. Oh man, this is from Living by Meg. And she says, raw and real. Ooh. Loving your podcast so much. Just started listening these past 3 weeks. Lori and her guests and co-hosts speak so much truth. So grateful to have free, valuable information to help me grow my business. And she just moved to Scottsdale, where I also happen to be located. Would love to connect over coffee.
Whoa. So cool. We share a home. Thank you so much for that awesome review. And that's so cool that you just found the podcast. So homework, listen to all 675 episodes over the next year. Wait, I was going to say week, but I don't even think that's possible. So I wonder how long that would take. Do you have a calculator?
Yeah, on my phone.
What is 675? We will average it with the quickies times 35 minutes.
Ooh, 23,625 minutes.
Wow. And how many hours is that?
393.
Wow, that's a lot of hours.
Wow, but you can still get that done. People can get that done.
Yeah. But you know what? Homework, everyone. Keep us posted. Because that's exactly what you want to do with your 2021.
Do you want a question?
Oh, please.
All right. I'm going to hit you with a hard one.
Have you ever seen a ship going in circles? That's what's happening right now. It's like I'm in the Bermuda Triangle. That's what my brain... Do you remember like in the 80s when you were a little kid? Wait, you're younger than me. So maybe like mid to late 80s? True. Do you remember a lot of like shows and talk about the Bermuda Triangle? Like that was the big problem in the world. I was like, I'm probably never going to go be on my sailboat or my yacht avoid this area. Like I would always, then I'd go on cruise ships later in life and be like, should we know where this is?
Well, it was always on like Inside Edition.
Yes.
Or they're like, people were getting lost in the Bermuda Triangle all the dang time.
And I was like, why do we keep going there? And should I inform the captain of my ship? Like, hey, I just want to make sure, like knock on the door. Like, I just want to make sure you know where the Bermuda Triangle is. Did you watch 60 Minutes last week?
Did you see there's this thing on TikTok? It was so funny. It was like, what's something you thought you'd need to know as an adult, but don't? And one person said, I thought I would deal more with quicksand. It's so true. Why was quicksand a thing? Like people were always telling
it had to be on a video game too. Like I feel like it was on like Super Mario Brothers or something. Like yes. I think you had to push this button where you swam really hard or something up on a quicksand. Is that a memory or am I making this up right now?
No, I have doing,
and you have to be like, you know, on your remote when you just put it in one hand and the other hand just goes to town like trying to get him out of the quick, like, okay, well, that's a memory. Wow. That would be, if that was all I had to do today, that'd be a good day. So.
Oh yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Do you have a question? We should play some video games together sometime. Do you have video games?
I don't, but honestly, the way my mood is today, I should probably have some because I feel anyway. Here's a good question. It's from.
Anyway.
At Sam Bam Farley. I like that name.
Sam Bam Farley.
Sam Bam Farley.
God, it's fun and makes me hungry all at once.
Me too. Sam Bam. Farley. Sam Bam wants to know, I hate my day job and want to quit, but I don't have enough income to support me. What should I do?
Oh, Sam Bam. I mean, I literally have been in this position so many times. Evans. Oh, I feel like you could speak to this one as well. Yes. Yeah, there is a transition period when you only have a couple options here. And I don't mean only. You have three options here. Let me see if I can come up with all three.
Okay.
I just wanted to throw in an extra one in there to make you feel like you have more options. Okay. Option number one, look for a different job that may be equal to the same income or even a little bit less, but something that can get you by that will bring you at least a little bit more joy. Option number two, look for a job that has higher income, but you may not enjoy it. But if you're looking for more income to be able to start a side hustle, you may want to look at something like that. I wouldn't recommend that one. I'd probably go for the joy job while you are, or stay at, that's option number three. I think you have four options here. This is not intelligent right now, Evans, but it is
yes,
the answer.
Yes, keep going. Keep going.
The next one is the option that I chose over and over because I just, you know, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't sometimes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to reframe this job and I'm going to stay here while I build something else or look for something better. So I just kept reframing and sucking it up at a couple of the jobs that I had probably for anywhere from 6 months to a year. And this happened at a lot of places until I really realized what I wanted to be doing. And I have to be honest, even when I was doing what I really wanted to be doing, there's always this place that you get to because you're a human who evolves where you're going to be in the thing that you were doing while you're doing the next thing and you're not loving the old thing. So we talk about this all the time in our masterminds because so many people are like, you know, maybe they're in our mastermind for a year and they're finally doing what they want to be doing. And then they join again. And then the next year they're like, you know what? I'm just not loving this anymore. And it's kind of that place where you have to reframe while you figure out the next. You're either like in this place where you're growing into what you want. And then once you get there, guess what? Because you're a human and you crave growth, now you want more growth. So you're either always growing and then you arrive and the arrival only lasts a little while. Because then you go to baggage and you get in the taxi cab and you're off to the next. So it's kind of like you're always growing. You quickly arrive and then you arrive and then you are again looking to depart. It's the weirdest cycle. But if you learn the cycle, then you don't have to resist the cycle or get mad at it. Because I think what happens is people get mad at the, you know, the place that is like that they're currently at. They get mad at the present place and they're not recognizing that there was a point in their life when they craved that present place. So it's kind of like reframing and realizing what the money of the present place is allowing you to do. And that's getting to the next place.
Yeah. I love all of those. And sometimes I know it's really hard because when you're working, like if you work for a really good company and they have really good benefits and you're got a good 401k and all this stuff, and you need those things for your family.
Yes.
You could also talk to your manager, or boss, or colleague, or because a lot of times maybe you just need to add something different into your day-to-day tasks or something. Yeah.
Oh my God, such a good call. I'm so glad you said that because I have talked to so many people who even on this podcast who were like, you know, I knew I was good at this. So I started even, you know, talking to my boss and recommending that I could even start this thing at work. Like I ended up putting this group together. Or I did this other thing or I asked for more responsibility or whatever that looks like. Then they just needed a little shakeup of the day to completely change something. And a lot of people have created new jobs at their job. So that is a possibility. And even if you think it's not, have you tried? Have you really, really tried? So that's a question that you could ask as well. Great question, Sam Bam. Thank you so much.
Sam Bam. I love this next one. This is from at Samantha Hafner. Samantha says, struggling with motivation. I have been lacking motivation and need to kick my own butt. Help, please.
Do you remember the Itaga language? That's what that sounded like.
What did I say? Motivation?
Yeah. Do you remember doing that? Did you do that growing up?
I think I've heard of it, but I don't think I could ever do it.
It's like hadagai edagab vedagins, hadagau edagar yidagu. You add like edaga or othaga. One of my friends added othaga because she was super, super cool and very beautiful. She let me know it all the time. So of course I wanted to do that one because I wanted to be her. I was far from it. But you know, look at me now. I'm just out of this world.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Yes, you
that
are.
Was a joke. But I love
you
myself now.
This world.
Thanks. But that was a total joke. So if anybody's like, wow, but I do Nobody's love myself like now. You know, that was that really? And that spurred on self-love. So let's talk about Ithaca. So it'd be if I was saying hat, it'd be Ithaca instead of Ithaca. So it'd be like the guy, the gov, you the gore, the gat. And that was like a secret language. And I really believed that my parents couldn't understand anything I was saying, and they probably couldn't, but they probably also could.
They got the gist.
Yeah, it's not too hard. It's like Pig Latin. Did you do Pig Latin?
I mean, I never spoke any Pig Latin, but I knew it existed.
So if I was saying cat, it'd be at K. You just take the the first letter and you add an A-Y to it and put it at the end. So anybody who wants to go and blow their children's minds on this podcast, I mean, be like, look, you think TikTok is cool? Watch your mom speak Pig Latin and Ithaca and Ithaca. Bye.
Bye.
They'll never go on TikTok again. They'll just hang out with you because you're so cool. You got another question?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the question. You just asked.
Yeah, that was the question.
Please ask again.
Of course. Okay. Samantha's struggling with motivation. I have been lacking motivation. Oh my
gosh. You did it again. You're trying to speak it.
What the heck? I've been lacking motivation and need to kick my own butt. Help, please.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Lack of motivation can usually come from lack of discipline around the things that you want to be doing. And this comes from lack of structure. So, you know, I also think you're not going to the end of... This is funny. I was trying to say you're not following through with thinking to the end of the thing, but I was going to say you're not going to the end of your life enough. And that is true too. So that's what made me laugh. Like, you're not thinking through if you die, and I'm just going there. Like, are you going to be happy with the person that you are? We act like we're going to live forever. And honestly, like, we don't even know if we've got a week left. So are you going to be happy with the way that you lived? And there is so much to us. And I just feel like we don't think about that enough. Like, are you really okay with being an eighth of yourself, if not less? Like, come on, people. We are pretty freaking awesome. Every single one of us, even if you don't think that you are, you know you are. You wouldn't even be listening to a podcast called Earn Your Happy if you didn't know you had some worth that was supposed to be dug out of you. So I just really feel like you know who you are. You know that you have something amazing that has to come out. You haven't spent enough time or like, you know, committed enough or loved yourself enough or gotten uncomfortable enough to create the disciplines and the structure around doing those things. So let's say you want to start working out. To say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to work out is not enough. Have you looked at your calendar? Have you blocked off things? Do you know what the obstacles are that are going to come your way? Do people try to call you? Does your mom call you? Do you need to wake up earlier? Do you need to turn your phone off? Do you need to put your workout clothes out? Do you need to plan your workout? Do you know what time you're going to hit play on that workout video? And do you have like your outfit picked out? Do you have your food prepped? Like all of these things. If you haven't done that, you're not serious. And if you haven't at least told people and brought them into this disciplined vision, then that's probably not going to work either. Because when you don't show up for it, you have no one to disappoint but yourself. And you've been doing that your whole life. It's not new. You're going to go to the fridge and you're going to cry in front of the fridge like myself. And you're going to be like, I feel so bad for myself. Who's going to come cry with me? Because I don't have what she has. I wasn't born with that. So I did this. Clearly, you have what she has. She just has a lot more of the discipline muscle. And she has done all the things that it takes to make sure she shows up and put all the things on the line to make sure she shows up. Maybe she's even started a program around it. Maybe she was like, you know what? I am going to do a challenge around this to make sure that I'm going to tell everybody on my social that I'm going to work out for 7 days and I'm going to film it and show you my workout moves. Whatever. That's a lot.
That sounds familiar.
You don't need to do that. That is familiar. Me. I did that so that I could stay disciplined. But you got to do that, you guys. There's no way around it. Like with this company I'm starting, I had to tell everybody. I had to create things. I had to put it out there so that, oh my God, I actually have to do this. And I swear to God, I just want to get this, tattooed on my arm, but it was a realization that I had, like, you have to put so much on the line that your higher self has to come out, that you literally cannot stop. So what are you going to put on the line? Is it going to be your reputation? Is it going to be a lot of money at a gym? Is it going to be a lot of money with a trainer? And the reason, if you're like, I don't have a lot of money, I'm saying a lot of money because it needs to be a lot of money to you so that you show up. So even if it's, I don't even know what that looks like. Maybe you spend $20 on a program and you're like, damn it, I didn't even have that $20, so that you show up.
What if it's like been gray for 30 days straight? It's cold. You're doing the same thing every single day and your job is annoying and you're tired of being inside and you just like, you can't get motivated. What do you do? What's the first thing you do?
You try to start a motivational group on Facebook or on social and you literally talk to yourself in the morning and at night and start prepping yourself for this mindset. You're like, I can't live this way anymore. I can't stand who I am when it's gray. I can't stand these thoughts that I'm thinking. And the only person who has the power to change this is me. So do I need to listen to a freaking podcast every morning? Do I need to call a friend? Do I need to get on social and say, somebody please help me and tell me to work out right now? 5-4-3-2-1 it like Mel Robbins. That's what I do. I'm like 5-4-3-2-1. You can't live this way anymore. Just start. Like just go and do 20 squats. Just go and start, get out of the house and start walking. Go, 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 go. That's literally what I say to myself over and over. I'm like, I can't live with myself today not doing this thing. And I know I need endorphins more than I can possibly tell you. And I just talk to myself that way. I'm like, I can't live this way today. I have to go and go for a 20-minute walk. Put your shoes on, put your jacket on, get out the door. Don't look at your phone. Don't get distracted. And I just keep saying that over and over and over and over and over again, because I can't live with myself that day. I can't go through another day not liking who I am and feeling blue.
Dang, that was good.
That's just how I feel right now too. I just started working out again after being sick for like 3 weeks. I didn't do the gym, 4 weeks, did not lift. And like did not really even move. And that's all that my brain is doing right now. I'm like, yes, it hurts. Yes, you're the sorest that you can possibly remember you've ever been. Yes, you're the groggiest, but go. Like, this is how it feels. You're a beginner again. So it's crazy. I feel it. So anyhow, I want to know, you're going to drop some wisdom on us. I just know it. It's going to be crazy. I don't know what it is. Go.
Change your clothes. Change your clothes. That's my motivation for today.
I like that. So what's that? What is that? What does that mean to you? Obviously,
well, like right now I'm in my favorite Jenny sweatshirt, but it's not a sweatshirt you wear when you want to get stuff done.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like being at home right now, the thing that's helping me is taking a shower, putting on some makeup and putting on like I'm going to work, like I'm going to be seen by people.
Yeah. You know what that is? When you change your clothes, you literally change your mindset and perception about yourself. Like you are like, okay, it's time to switch gears, change modes. Let's do something that makes you feel a certain way. And that's all like, so we have to know what those triggers are for us. And you know that yours is a shower and changing clothes into something that says, I mean business, I'm working, I'm getting in the mode. And that's a huge thing to know about yourself. So I think that the level of self-awareness for people is really, really so important when they're getting motivated too. Like if you are like, oh, having the TV on does not feel motivating. So when I go turn that off, I empower myself. Like you need like these little stacking routine habits that make you start getting in the mode of who you want to be. So just like notice where you start to change into the mode of where you're opposite of what is currently making you feel like crap. So we got to change all those things. Anyhow, I'm going for a run in 5 minutes. So I'm going to have to change my mode here. And thank you so much for waking me up today, Evans. This was absolutely just so incredible. It always is.
It was.
I would do this if I didn't have any listeners in the world. So there you go.
Me too.
So you
all
guys.
All right, let's go crush this day.
We're going to crush this day. I'm so excited. Evans and I think have a call today or tomorrow. I cannot remember. She is going to start writing for me. If you guys need a writer, we'll talk all about that at another time. So anyhow, sending you all so much love. Evans, have the best day. Always remain questionably awesome.
You too.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.